Welcome to our cardiac catheterization procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a cardiac catheterization. We'll also let you know what to expect, both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on cardiac catheterization, including illustrations of the heart. Let's begin with a description. Cardiac catheterization, or heart cath, is a procedure that's used to diagnose the location and specific nature of heart disease. It's a type of heart test that involves using a thin, hollow tube to inject contrast dye into the heart. Once the catheter is in place, several diagnostic techniques may be used. The most common technique is to inject dye into the coronary arteries to look for blockages that cause chest pain. X-ray images are taken to show the specific areas of the heart that are affected. The catheter can also be used to measure pressures within the chambers of the heart. So, why have a heart cath? One reason for the procedure is to help your doctor more precisely diagnose and treat heart conditions such as atherosclerosis, heart valve disease, and heart failure. Symptoms such as chest pain or shortness of breath are common indications for a heart cath as well. However, simple tests such as an ECG or stress test are often used first. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a cardiac catheterization. What are some of the risks? Risks associated with cardiac catheterization include bleeding, infection, and damage to the blood vessel where the catheter is inserted. Heart rhythm disturbances, chest pain, and stroke may also occur, but are uncommon. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be, you should notify your doctor. Radiation exposure during pregnancy may lead to birth defects. If it's necessary for you to have a cardiac catheterization, special precautions will be made to minimize radiation exposure to the fetus. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a heart cath? Your doctor will explain the procedure and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives you permission to do the test. Read the form carefully and ask if something isn't clear. Notify your doctor if you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, latex, tape, or anesthesia. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the test because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld for the procedure. Notify your doctor if you have a pacemaker. You shouldn't eat or drink for a certain period of time before the procedure, generally after midnight. Let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. The area around the catheter insertion site may be shaved. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your cardiac catheterization? Before the procedure, you'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. You'll be placed on your back on the procedure table. An IV may be inserted in your arm or hand. You'll receive a sedative medication in your IV before the procedure to help you relax. However, you'll likely remain awake during the procedure. Your heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and oxygen level will be monitored during the procedure. A local anesthetic will be injected to numb the catheter insertion site. Once the local anesthetic has taken effect, a sheath, or introducer, will be inserted into the blood vessel. The introducer sheath is a thin plastic tube that will be used to advance the catheter through the blood vessel and up to the heart. When the catheter is in place, contrast dye will be injected through it to visualize the heart and the coronary arteries. You may feel some effects when the contrast dye is injected into the IV line. Common effects include a flushing sensation, a salty or metallic taste in the mouth, or a headache. These sensations usually last for a few moments. If you have numbness, nausea, chills, itching, or difficulty breathing, let your doctor know right away. Once sufficient information has been obtained, the catheter will be removed. The insertion site may be sealed using one of several available methods in order to prevent bleeding. Firm pressure will be applied to the site, and a device that seals the artery or tight bandage will be used to cover it. A sandbag or other heavy item may be placed over the site for a period of time to prevent further bleeding. You may not be allowed to bend your leg for several hours. To help you remember to keep your leg straight, the knee of the affected leg may be covered with a sheet to restrain it. After the heart cath is completed, what do you need to do? After the procedure, you'll remain flat in bed for several hours. A nurse will monitor your vital signs, the insertion site, and circulation in the affected leg. You may be given medication for pain as requested. Let your nurse know immediately if you feel any chest pain or tightness, or any other pain, as well as any bleeding, temperature change, or pain at the catheter insertion site. You'll need to use a bedpan or urinal while on bed rest to avoid bending your affected leg. After the specified period of bed rest has been completed, you may get out of bed with assistance. You'll be encouraged to drink water and other fluids to help flush the contrast dye from your body and may resume your usual diet after the procedure unless advised otherwise. You may need someone to drive you home if you had an outpatient procedure. Once at home, it will be important to keep the insertion site clean and dry. Your doctor will give you specific bathing instructions. You may be advised not to participate in any strenuous activities. Your doctor will instruct you about when you can return to work and resume normal activities. Report any fever, chills, redness, swelling, pain, bleeding, or other drainage from the insertion site. Coolness, numbness, or tingling, or other changes in the affected extremity should also be reported. A small bruise is normal. Your doctor may give you additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on cardiac catheterization and other heart health topics and procedures.